Suspected Atlanta Olympics bomber Eric Robert Rudolph is appearing in federal court in Asheville, North Carolina at this hour. Rudolph, the man at the top of the FBI's most wanted list, was captured on Saturday in the town of Murphy, North Carolina. This morning, Attorney General Ashcroft announced that Rudolph will face trial in Birmingham, Alabama, the site of one of the bombing attacks he's alleged to have committed. Joining me now is NPR's Larry Abramson. Hello, Larry.
Hi, John.
Why did Attorney General Ashcroft say Rudolph would face trial in Birmingham first?
Well, it appears that the Department of Justice thought that they had the best evidence in that bombing. That was a more straightforward case than the Olympics bombing. Remember, an off-duty policeman was killed at a bombing outside a facility that offered abortion services. And there was a witness there who saw Rudolph escaping, may have actually seen his license number in that case. And as I said, that's a more straightforward case than the Olympics bombing, where you had one person killed, over 100, 150 people, I believe, who were wounded. Mm-hmm. There were no eyewitnesses there. That's going to be a much more difficult case to put together. He will still face those charges for the Olympics bombing. That's just they're trying to go after him with the most straightforward case. And you remember we had the same sort of back and forth going on when the sniper suspects were caught last year. The federal government had to figure out not only where they had the strongest case, but also where they were most likely to be able to get the death penalty. In that situation, they decided to go to Virginia, which executes more people than any other state that, except for Texas. In this case, they've decided to try to impose a federal death penalty. But, of course, when these federal charges are adjudicated, Mr. Rudolph could also face capital counts in Alabama and Georgia, which also have the death penalty mm-hmm. and are not shy about using it.
And what charges would Rudolph face? These are murder charges?
Well, the federal counts are basically using an explosive against a facility in interstate commerce. Hmm. So, again, it's a more elaborate form than a straightforward murder count. But these are still federal crimes, and there may be other charges that we haven't been informed about yet until he's actually presented. He has to be moved from the North Carolina court where he was originally arraigned into the Birmingham court will actually be where the indictments will be handed down. And, of course, they can add charges to those indictments after the initial appearance.
Mm-hmm. But the government has called for the death penalty.
Yes, they are calling for the death penalty. Mm-hmm. Now, and you'll remember, the federal death penalty has only been used a couple of times in the last three decades. Attorney General Ashcroft has been a strong advocate of the federal death penalty. This is a chance for him to ask for it in a case where he thinks it's certainly called for.
Remind us how Rudolph was captured on Saturday.
Well, this man, frustrated police across the eastern United States for 5 years. It's a pretty amazing story, and we don't know exactly how he did that. I think one of the things that law enforcement personnel are investigating right now in the North Carolina area is whether or not he had any help from local people. Rudolph held beliefs that while not everybody supports his violent execution of those beliefs, many people sympathize with him, and we're seeing that there are signs and sympathy of Mr. Rudolph around North Carolina, and so law enforcement is trying to figure out whether he had a little bit of help or whether his own survival skills, he was known for being an outdoorsman and for somebody who had trained himself in survival skills, whether those are the things that kept him going. It sounds like he was almost relieved to have been captured mm-hmm. after living all of those years out in the woods without a whole lot of help.
And it ended in sort of a mundane way on Saturday.
Yeah, that's right. He was dumpster diving. He was found behind a grocery store looking for food in the middle of the night, early hours of the morning. A rookie cop caught him, didn't really realize who he had right away, but later on he did.
NPR's Larry Abramson, thanks very much.
Thank you,
Larry.